Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm glad to be greeting you on what is here in America, Veterans Day, when we honor all of our warriors. Here in Branson, Missouri, we have a big influx of veterans, and we're just so happy to entertain them. We love them so much. But it does remind me of the correlation between prayer warriors and those warriors who have gone to battle on their feet. Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, you know that I quote her a lot. You know that I say that Brother Hagin listened to her prophecies concerning himself probably more than anyone else. All during the Vietnam War, this very wealthy lady took no vacations and had a prayer meeting at her home every night with a group of about six or eight women. And she said, if they can battle on their feet, we can battle on our knees. And the Lord would actually translate her into the cell of Colonel Robinson Reisner, who had been her Sunday school boy, and he was a North Korean captive in Hanoi. And she would be translated right in there when they were getting ready to, like, beat him or something. And God used her mightily in many things. Right now, this prayer warriors is one of the names that we're going to adopt for ourselves, because we must take our places in the fray. Bless the Lord. We, as has been prophesied, as have we have quoted Brother Hagin, have quoted Macmillan, as in the end here, as never before, it's written in the Bible that he's going to be coming up and showing himself the enemy. And just think about Revelation 12:12. When I was asking the Lord, when I wrote my book, The Blood and the Glory, I was looking for the glory. And the Lord said, you're an end-time preacher, are you not? And then when God asks you a question, you know that he really knows the answer. And so he said, what did I tell you would be happening in the end time? End of days. Revelation 12:12, the devil has come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. Then the Lord said, back up a verse. They overcame him. It is written, we overcome him. It is not written one time that we are to be overcome, but that we are overcomers. All it takes is us taking our place. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They loved not their wives unto the death. Now we as warriors, and remember, we are God's prayer force. He's got us raised up at the right time. I'm glad. I mean, it's been 25 years ago that he sent us out here to Prayer Mountain, and he said, I'm going to raise up, as a nation raises up an air force, I'm raising up a prayer force. And one thing about a prayer force, we're like an air force. We work above the fray. And it is written, 2 Corinthians 10:4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, there are two weapons. Of course, the blood of Jesus. Of course, the word of God. But there are two ways of prayer. Remember, there are different ways of prayer. There are two ways of prayer that we need to use right now. One of them is authority of the believer. I'm going to be on the Jim Baker Show Friday. And he's asking me, what should believers be doing now? They sent me a list of the questions he's going to be asking. Well, we should be praying and working in prayer. And we must be working in authority of the believer. I hope all of you are taking your seats of authority in the morning. And you're taking your seats of authority, especially in those places that are counting votes now. And hallelujah, bless the Lord. Then tongues. Going to speak a little bit more about tongues later. But right now, as we use our prayer and we work from this scripture, Hebrews 4:13, not a creature exists. I'm reading this from the Amplified. Not a creature exists that is concealed from his sight, but all things are open and exposed, naked and defenseless. Defenseless. To the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Father, we take this prayer right now. And with the known tongue, with our English tongue, with our whatever our known tongues are, We lift up a prayer to you. Everything is open, naked, and defenseless to you. And in this prayer, we are praying, first of all, for those in authority, that we keep the ones in authority that we believe you have put there, and that we believe honor Israel, honor Jerusalem, honor the Bible, honor life. And we ask you, in the name above every name, they are defenseless, it is written, we ask you to reveal what they have tried to conceal. And I remember praying just after the election, we're asking you for indictments. We're asking you for indictments. We're asking you for people to pay and be held accountable legally for cheating. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Yahuwah, Yeshua. Going along with that scripture, Hebrews 14, inasmuch as we have a great high priest who has already ascended and passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. We hold fast our confession. We hold our fast the confession that righteousness and truth prevail. Righteousness and truth prevail. Verse 15, for we have a high priest who is able to understand and sympathize and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities and liability to the assaults of the tempter, but one who has been tempted in every respect as we are, yet without sinning. Now verse 16, let us therefore fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in good time for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just as we need it. Father, we need your help right now. We need your help. We need your help. We need a merciful administration. We're asking you for that kind of mercy. We're asking you in the name above every name, in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua, we are asking you that we have the administration that lifts up life and is merciful. We will not have an unmerciful administration. Oh, Father. Here we come. I know we got a lot of folks today, Lord. I can tell it by when they signed on. And we're coming up to you. We're coming up to you as warriors on this day when we remember the warriors who fought on their feet. And whether we're seated in our seats or we're standing or we're whatever we're doing, we're kneeling on the inside. And we're here on our knees, and we're using the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we pull down the strongholds that have been woven like a spider's web. Over the Sindolomokoho Balabanja, the voting places. Shindalamakaya. Many of them were pulled down by the saints of God sitting in their seats of authority, but many were not. Many were allowed to make a stronghold. Either there weren't enough of the knowledgeable believers in their area. Probably that's it. But, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come as a unit this morning. And we're saying in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And we pull down those webs that have been concocted. And we call to the Arla Makai and the Halabanda Makai and the Kohala Bandandia. We call to be revealed the lies, the demonic activities that have been supposedly concealed, but they're getting more and more revealed. We will not have this election stolen. We will not have this election stolen. We will not have this election stolen. Today, on Noontime Prayer, streamed live, we're not having people come out to Noontime Prayer, but I'm going to be out there so that we can stream it live. Shelley's going to be with me, and we're going to have Max phoning in by telephone. She's going to tell about what the Lord gave her about Adonijah, and I put that in my blog. We'll talk about that, how he announced himself to be king, and how that all came crumbling down. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I was talking with my son yesterday, Chip. It was his birthday. And we were talking about what Christians do now, what Christians do now. And it has been made ever so plain and clear to me that one of our main weapons that we have to use now is praying in tongues. And that's what you and I are going to do together on this phone call. This is a prayer call, and we are united, and our voices are coming up there, and we're sitting at the right hand of the Father, and powerful things are happening. Now, this prophecy through Kenneth E. Hagin, hallelujah, on tongues, speaking by the Spirit, not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking, but speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you, out of your spirit, given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words, spoken boldly, bring forth great happenings. Speaking by His Spirit, yielding your tongue unto the Holy Ghost, taking time to pray in the Spirit, taking time to pray in other tongues, will get you tuned up, will edify you, and get your tongue hooked up to your spirit, so that then He who dwells in your spirit can give you utterance. Then He takes over, and you speak out what He thinks, not what you think. You speak out what He wants. Hallelujah. You speak out what He wants. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read that one line again. Words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you out of your spirit, given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words spoken boldly bring forth great happenings. Now, I had an example of what happens when we pray in tongues, so powerfully given, last Thursday night. Now, Brother Billy Edgar pastors a church over in Arkansas. You may have seen him. He's often at our noontime prayer. He's the one that gets so happy and dances around. He asked me and Brother Max, you know, my former Muslim friend, if we would be on his prayer call that he had at his church. He had a prayer meeting on, excuse me, Tuesday night. Today's Wednesday. It wasn't last night. It must have been Monday night. It was Monday night. And so I called in, and Max called in, and we were praying in tongues. Brother Max got so excited because Arabic is his native tongue. And he heard me praying in Arabic, and he heard me saying the following words. Now remember, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you out of your own spirit, words given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words, spoken boldly, bring forth great happenings. So here are the words. Five different times he heard me speak something. Head, crown, abundance, more than enough. Rise up, drink my water. I'm going to read those again. Head, crown. Abundance, more than enough. Rise up, drink my water. And it said, drink my water twice. It was repeated. Now, when I'm praying in the spirit, in tongues, oftentimes an English word will come out. And that's an interpretation of what you've already prayed in the spirit. But he heard it in Arabic. When he heard head and crown, he took that to mean that Donald Trump will be crowned. And, of course, Chip's been preaching on Rise Up. He did that at Prayer Mountain at our meeting, our conference. And when he said, drink my water, I took that as meaning drink from his fountain. Let all those who thirst come unto me and drink from me. Drink from his fountain. Drink not just from what the press is saying, but what his word says and what his spirit says. His water. Oh, how pure it is. Oh, how wondrous it is. And so now we're going to pray in the spirit. And then about just before we close off, I'm going to ask you to do something. Oh, how we do thank you for the privilege of prayer. I would just praise you for the privilege of praying in tongues. How grateful we are that there came a day, there came a point in our Christian lives when you, Jesus, baptized us with the Holy Ghost and gave us the evidence of another tongue. One that we can pray the very mysteries of God in. Oh, Father, go palati, to give us utterance, Lord, give us utterance. Ina makaya dal go brate. Ishan, o barata shan, dal go brate, dal go brate, de makaya. Lili lora, na kahaya, na ko malahalati, nyo na ko brakito. Ili balo tosha, na Balakaya, Balakaya, Balakaya from the Lebika. Oh, shit. Ishanto, Totoro, Dohoshatata, the Brahalakatania, the Kohola Belitato. Kishando, Gohobra Kadagala Katino, Gohobra Kalakaya, the Kalandi. Oh, Palakaya, Palakaya, Niko. Ni baratan dalo ko hubalatish ko ton jede ko tuh jegtan dia. Isti ang toho ala makara pakalatita kafra ko dugo ko sheng dere kahala barakatinyo no ko hula balatito. Ini makahala barakan dia no ko hoshek dere ko tabrakito no ko brakala kaladinyo. Ijan dolo ko hubala kalatito to go hoshang dere ko hala bar ya makala kaladanya ne ko hula balatito. Oh, fatale kahala brande di che di shapata. Ishonto. Kamala kalatito, toto goho shetanti, di goho shaptanti, di goho parakitanta. Ivala sota. North, the north, we lift up the north. In Jesus' name, we lift up the north. The north voting. We lift up the north voting. Ibalahai anakahai anakahai anakahala galadino no cobre galagatania. We lift up the north. Ibalasota. Fresh tada baya no kali kalanda lito. Don't be afraid. No, don't be afraid. Ishandolo go barakatata. Fear not. Ilibahai anakahala baranda gambandanje de go dabra toto go brakale kandandia from the place at the right hand pray. Iha no kahala maha ha ni no la ha li duro do dobre. From the right hand, Father, we do speak where we are seated far above. Ishano no mahambra, this prayer for se marakambandia is above the fray. Open the doors of victory. Pithrona Kambandia, pour them out. Lord of all, you are Lord of all. Whew. Hallelujah. On you, the Lord of all, we do call. On you, the Lord of all.
Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Lion of the tribe of Judah. Oh, frati de galati shanto de goto shekta de goto shekta de goto shekta.
The door, ha, sama kala kala dinya no goto ka. Go on through, go on through. Ikala maha ne kala le dinyo na 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 ka ai ha ni 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 le panjo ni. Shinu maka ni ano ramakala ai ha ni 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 kala la ni.
Sharpen your sword, sharpen your sword. Sharpen your sword by praying in the spirit much. Not just when you're in touch with other prayers, but throughout your day. Pray in the spirit of the Lord. And the words that you say will be effective in the plans of God. Much praying in the Holy Spirit. Much praying in the tongues will avail much in power. Much power will be availed. Much power will be made. Ili mahaya no koho baladinho no nombre kalakaladanya ne kodoshke. Tongues and interpretation are only in this dispensation. Other gifts of the Spirit throughout the Word did manifest. But tongues and interpretation will allow you to pray your best concerning God's plans. For it, far exceeds the words you could have planned. You could have made great points of prayer and lifted them to me, and I would hear. But, oh, my dears, the words and the utterance I give unto you are detailed, far greater than you could understand. So lift your voice, make it your choice to pray in the tongue I have given to you, and much, much, much will be accomplished when you do. Oh, shatala sahala bati tata tako shekata ko kalama kala kata prakata. Don't be shine makaya no sambanda no comprete. Don't be bound by saying, oh, I should have studied this more. I should have ili brabandia. I should have listened more to hishana makaya, what the politicians are saying. No, you listen to me and you keep praying. Your words will go far above. Some of you love, almost to the point of love, hearing what the media does say. I tell you nay. I tell you nay. Drink my water. Drink my water. Drink my water. Feed on the Word of God. And pray in the Holy Ghost, and you will be effective the most. Shele bahala bala koto dugo umbali. Kana makaya ne kohla barakatash katon de dikatapa. Kafa kodo goho barakiton, toro goho barakatan dugo umbala tambia. Ishine makariya to, toro godo nje de godo shkoreon, ton 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 ton. Ika frando shene me kahala mara dishon doro bakara nikola doni nikola barata. Ele bara bahala dinyo no kohola bala kala kala dinyo no kohola gili danyo no kohola tata. Ije di bara koshan doro gohobra kala kala dinyo no kohola kala taro gobrete nikola bapa. Osana makaya no kola bele banjo no kari kalon de li braba kali kalon de li malacho neke. Ishi di baro koho shandele bara bora ba kali kalon de li dala bara kalandi deka. Ishi di bakari ama kada godo je di bahat sante di godoshkeri ang davra. Ishi di makahari atan. Oh, libera gata hashande di godoshe tatara goho shekata goho shekata.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord, O Most High. Father, Ilimaria Nohushedandia. Portions, the Lord's portion. We lift up the Lord's portion. We lift up the Lord's portion. Born from above. Born from above. I want you to pray with me now for Lynn Simpers. Lynn, you may remember her. She sings for us sometimes the Battle Hymn of the Republic in a marvelous way. And Lynn has battled something for a long, long time in her body. I know at least a couple of years, and I think it's even longer. She gets victory, praise God. But right now she's in Barnes Hospital, and so we're praying right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Jehovah Jesus. There are certain things that the doctors there told her husband. They're not sure what is happening. And so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we want to ask you, Father, to think down through the doctor's minds and give them wisdom and breakthrough in treating Lynn Simpers and strengthening her mortal body. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the resurrection spirit, lives in Lynn, and we're asking for the resurrection power of God. Now, here's what I wanted to ask you for before we leave. The president called at 4 o'clock one evening. They were taking his case and our case to the Supreme Court, and he asked for emergency prayer. I wish I could have called a prayer call with you, and I didn't know how to do it, because I don't know that all of you read texts or read the blog, but I would like to have some of you give us your phone number and text so that we can call an emergency prayer call, and it would be right on these numbers that we call in for here. In other words, I would send you out a text, and we may be sending out a phone message. Immediate emergency prayer call. And I guess I just thought of this morning, so I haven't talked to our tech people. But right now I'm asking that you send us an email. You can go on Billy Brim Ministries, billybrim.org. And there under Contact Us, you will find an email. Send an email and give us your email and your telephone number. And say, I am submitting my name to be called for an emergency prayer call, EPC, an emergency prayer call. Now, of course, we already send out, and we already have lists of people who want to be contacted for urgent prayer needs, and we do that. And that people pray on their own. We expect them to, we know that they have volunteered to be a large prayer force, but this is going to be for a call. That means we're going to call and pray together. Emergency prayer call, EPC. So, you can go online. I haven't told Jan Wirtz about this, who reads all of our emails and gives them even to me when I need to see them. So say, Billy Brim asked on the 8 a.m. Wednesday prayer call that I submit my name. You don't even have to give us your name. My telephone number and email for emergency prayer calls. emergency prayer calls. Now, we do have a Sunday 3 o'clock prayer call that many of you have started, not as many, nearly as many as we have on this call, but we have quite a few. And we have one man from Germany who's not able to get in on this 8 o'clock prayer call, so he's so glad we have the 3 o'clock Sunday one. We're not meeting yet at Prayer Mountain on Sundays, but when we do meet out there, we have the call, and the people out at Prayer Mountain get to pray with the people on the line. But right now, of course, we will be 3 o'clock Sundays on the prayer call. And, of course, this 8 o'clock call. And today, streamed live from Prayer Mountain, will be Shelley and me, and then Max is going to be on the phone. He'll just kind of describe to you what it was like hearing those words come out in prayer, in tongues. So let's take the admonition we were given by the Spirit this morning to sharpen our swords by praying more in the Holy Ghost. You can do that all day long. You can do that while you're doing anything, cleaning up your kitchen, ladies, while you're driving to work, while you're... You can even pray so silently at your work, at your desk, even with other people not far away. Hallelujah. Praise God for the Holy Ghost. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, for no man understands him. Howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. Those mysteries are God's plans. And I know that I know that I know that God has things planned, and he's working those plans. And you and I can't see them, but we can pray out the details for him into the earth in the language that he's given us. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Shalom, shalom.